Your never-ending love, what you gave for me, is far more greater than anything. Your never-ending love, what you gave for us, is far more greater than anything. Come and sing with me this evening. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, oh God. With your hands lifted, come and sing. You are just lift your voice and say, we give you glory, oh God. One more time, sing, we give you glory. Forever, Lord, we give you glory. Shining on a yellow, in a lavado sate, singing hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. Oh, come and let it rise this evening. Just lift your praises to Him. Wherever you are, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sela bandela bayandela. Hallelujah. Oh God, come and say hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord. Shelabanelelelele. Makelanaba Yesu talabayale. One more time, lift your voice, say we give you glory, Lord. Nelanosane mane labayale. I give you glory, I give you glory, Lord. Shetelelelele. You are, just lift your voice and say, I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. Lord, sing, I love you, Lord. Come on, let it rise. Father, you first loved us, yeah. So we love you back. Oh, come and lift your voice, say, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Can I love my name? Hey, I praise you, Lord. I praise you. Lift your voice, glory, glory, glory. Hey, we give, glory, glory, glory. Shelelele no satele. Come on, one more time, say we give.
Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands to Him. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We honor you today. We honor you always. We give you praise. 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 we give you praise, 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 we give you praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We give you praise. We honor you and we praise you. We honor you and praise you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You who translated us out from the power of darkness, from the dominion of darkness, from the realm of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. We give you praise. We honor you now. We honor you always. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Praise God. All right. Please sit down. And those of you streaming in, you're welcome. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, it means Christ, which we've established, I believe, is our location. All right, the moment you got born again, you got into. So we're going to run, and I trust that we will run today. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. I'm using the NLT, Ephesians chapter 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, Ephesians 1, are you there? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Say, I am in Christ. Say, I am in Christ. I am in Christ. Now, this is not just some church thing. All right? You know, last Wednesday, I said something about two men. Two Adams. And then I left church and realized that all I did was say it. We didn't read it. All right? Did we read it? No. But I said it. I'm like, you said it. Yeah, you didn't read it. Because I was saying that the Bible is about two men. All right? So it depends on how you want to see it or view it. Some will say that the Bible is about sin. You remember that? All right? That they will say that there was sin in the beginning. And God, you know, all through the Bible was finding how to deal with the sin. And then he dealt with the sin at the end. So all some will see in reading the Bible is sin, but you could see the Bible as a story about a family. How that in the beginning, God got for himself a family. All right? God will fellowship with man. God blessed man. You know, and all. And please understand, okay, that man is the crown of God's creation. Man is. All right? The last influence of the Spirit, you know, that we had, I was, you know, making reference to a few songs, and then I talked about the So Will I song. And then I know a lot of people like the song, but if you just try to follow the lines of the song, what it makes you do is appreciate nature. And that's wonderful. You should, by all means, appreciate nature, but we do not take the cue from nature in worshiping God. What I mean is, I don't have to say, so if the stars were made to worship, so will I. I don't look at the stars and say, wow, these stars are worshiping God. So will I. What's another so will I line in that song? Help me. If you know it now, if it's just illustration. If something. No, help me. If the stars, that's one I said, Abby. Okay, that means I've mixed it up. It's if creation was made to worship, so will I. What's the next one? If, help me. Where is everybody? You could sing it, don't you? You're now forming words. If we're telling we're singing now, I know you have been anybody. Help me, anybody. Should I come to that side? Anybody on this side? After creation, which other one? If mountain, okay, what happened to the mountain? Okay, hey, if the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. So I need you to see what's happening now. So first is if the star were made to worship, so will I. Then if the mountains will bow in reverence, so will I. What's the third one? Anyone? Third one. All right. If the oceans roar your praises, so will I. So what does that sound like? All right. What does it sound like? I'm taking my cue from them. So because they do it, I should do it. No. What is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you... Psalm 8, verse 1. I touched it. All right, Psalm 8, verse 1. All right. O Lord our God, how majestic is what? Your name in all the earth, your glory is what? Higher than the heavens. Let's go. DJ, let's go. All right, you have taught the children and infants to tell your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. Let's go. When I look at where? Please follow it. When I look where? At the night sky and see the works of your fingers, the moon, the stars you set where? So I'm seeing them. I'm amazed. Let's go. What are mere men that you are what? Mindful of them. Who are the day? Men or stars? Men. All right. About human beings that you care what? It means after I've looked at all these things in their wonder, I realize your attention is more on man than on them. So at the end of the day, God's attention is where? It's like the way we look at Psalm 121. I'll lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. So people say, I lift up my eyes to the hills. My help is coming from the hills. But that's not what the Bible is saying. Psalm 121. It was asking a question. Psalm 121 from verse 1. All right. So I look to where? The mountains. What does it say here? Now this NLT, so it simplifies it. Does my help come from? What's the answer? No. Next verse. My help comes from who? The one that made the heavens and the earth. So because people see it as I'll lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help, verse 2, even in King James, my help cometh from the Lord who maketh the heavens and the earth. My help is not coming from the hills. And the whole of creation in Romans 8 is waiting for who? The manifestation of the sons of God. And the Son of God is busy singing, if the star was made to worship. No, I don't take my cue from... They don't even know what you look like. Listen. There is nothing new under the sun except a new creation. Nobody has seen you before. You're a species that never existed. The issue is we don't know who we are. We don't know what we have received. And that's why we ought to spend more and more time in God's word to find out who is this new creation. Even the angels were marveling at this whole thing. What's going on here? Who are these guys? What's this thing about? First Peter. That should be First Peter, right? Is it First Peter? Don't say what? I just said something. Is it First Peter? You know what it is now. Is it First Peter?
It's First Peter? Or you're saying yes by faith? All right, First Peter, chapter 1 from verse 10. We could pick it from 10. All right, let's pick it from verse 8. First Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Are you there? First Peter 1, 8. Whom have we not seen, what do we do? We love. In whom though we have not yet, in whom though now you see him not, yet what do? You believe, rejoicing with joy, what? Unspeakable, full of glory. We're still going, please. Let's go. Receiving the end of your faith, which is what? Salvation of your souls. Let's keep going. Of this salvation, I want you to take note of something. Of this salvation, the prophets have what? Inquired and searched how? Carefully, who prophesied of the grace that will come to who? To you. So the prophets here will be them, Isaiah and the rest of them. Do you understand that? So he said they inquired and they searched how? Carefully, they prophesied of the grace that will come to us. Verse 11. Searching what? And what manner of time the Spirit of Christ that was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would what? Follow. 12. To them, please notice verse 12. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were what? Imagine they were busy prophesying things that didn't concern them directly. They were speaking about our time. Isn't God wonderful? To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering the things which now have been what? Reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent forth from heaven. What's the last part there? Things which angels desire to look into, as in, allow my English right here. This thing is very, very caiaphas, even to the angels. You understand English? All right, so caiaphas. That's mystery. I know you're Yoruba small. Anybody getting this? It means when God was busy working on the new creation, and how did he work on the new creation? He was doing his work in Christ. Even the angels didn't understand it. When the prophets were prophesying, the angels didn't get it. I want you to see what was going on. So the council in heaven did not involve angels. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10. As in, this person they call new creation. After the Godhead is him. Ephesians 3:10. See this. To the intent that what? Now, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by who? The church to the principalities and the powers where? So who is the custodian of the wisdom of God? Please look again. Please look again. Now, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to who? Might be made known by the church. To who? So who is revealing the wisdom of God? To who? Let's do it again. Who is revealing the wisdom of God? To who? You know how we think? We think the Spirit has a power, they know more than you know. It says you are the one to reveal the wisdom of God to them. As in, when you display the wisdom of God, they say, no, we don't know this one. When you display the wisdom of God, they say, no, we've never seen this one before. This is scripture. Angels don't have... Now, some there's argument here on which principalities and powers. Positive or negative? Because the mind easily will go to where? Negative. Some argue that it's positive. Let's play around a bit. Amplified. But from 1 Peter, you already realize that angels don't even understand the totality of the agenda of God. Why? Because are they not all ministering spirits? So angels are servants, serving the will and the purpose of God. Angels don't carry, they don't know the counsel of God. They carry out the counsel of God. Did anybody hear what I said? Angels do not know the counsel of God. Angels carry out the counsel of God. What am I saying? Angels cannot come and give you prophecy except God told them what to come and say. The only person that knows the mind of God is the Holy Spirit. Are you understanding that? So conversation in the Godhead is within the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, not angels. Angels are not part of the Godhead. So angels do not know the counsel of God except what is revealed to them. Man, now, Jesus said, unto you has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. So man has been brought into union with deity. Man has been brought into union with divinity, such that man can know what an angel hasn't understood. So to principalities and powers will be made known. He didn't say the wisdom of God. He said the many-sided wisdom of God. All right. So like I said, let's play around a bit. The purpose is that through the church, the complicated many-sided, through the church, complicated many-sided wisdom of God, in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspects, might be made known to who? Angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in the heavenly sphere. So there's an argument here. Is it positive principalities and power, negative principalities and power? Do you understand that? But we see that it is either, it's both positive and negative. Because they don't have, in fact, the devil doesn't even have the counsel of God. All right? Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So the devil doesn't have the counsel of God. They carried Jesus from Bethlehem and they ran away to Egypt and they were still killing babies in Bethlehem. Shouldn't the devil have had enough sense to know baby has shifted? Let us now go and kill the babies in Egypt. So the devil does not know the will of God, and some believers need to hear that well. Because the way you pray about the devil, oh God, blind the devil, oh God, blindfold the devil, oh God, don't show the devil my glory, oh God, hide the devil, hide me from the devil, hide the... I don't know who needs to hide self. I mean, the devil doesn't know the will of God. The devil only has access to what usually is being discussed. He doesn't know everything. Doesn't know everything. Please understand that. Doesn't know everything. Doesn't know everything. He can't know everything. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man that is in him? Even so, the things of God knows nobody but the Spirit of God, not devil. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. So you cannot say, "Karababa, what are you doing? I'm speaking tongues to the devil." Karabosa, devil, can you hear me now? There's no tongues for the devil. All right? So people need to stop that stuff. There's no tongues for the devil. So he said, but it is warring tongues. It's sounding like machine gun. You are not speaking to the devil. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. All right? You are not talking to the devil, so leave that stuff out of it. Every him released him. End of story. If we were the ones facing a storm, would have bound the east wind, the north wind, the south wind, the western wind, the whirlwind, and the spirit of the mammy water that is sending the wind, and the spirit in the air that is sending the mammy water downstairs, and would have had to bind and bind. All Jesus said was, peace, be still. If we're the ones talking to the fig tree, we'd have had to say, you, I curse you now in the name of El Gibor, El Shaddai, El Sabor. I speak to you dry, 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 dry. All Jesus said was, no man eat fruit from you hereafter again. Shikena. That's the person we learn from. All right? That's the person we learn from. That's the person we learn from. Is that all right? So how do we get into all that? It's half of the time I was gone. But did I help somebody here today? All right? On to principality. But this is it. Let's stay there a bit. Maybe what? Let's do what? Passion Translation. Glory to God. Ephesians 3:10. Thank you. Ephesians 3:10. 2:10 is good, but that's not where we are. All right. Ephesians 2:10. The purpose of this was to unveil before every throne and rank of what? Angelic orders in the heavenly realm, God's full and what? Diverse wisdom revealed through who? So who carries the wisdom of God? The church. Imagine what has been given to us, the wisdom of God. How did we get it? We have the Holy Spirit. Are you getting this? So see how God sees you. It means angels are waiting to hear the wisdom of God from your mouth. Angels are waiting to hear the wisdom of God from us. Principalities and powers are waiting. So, if that much attention is given to you, I think it's the stars that should be singing. If these guys are meant to worship, so will we. I mean, they are seeing new creation with all your power, seated together with him in heavenly places, far above. Ha! And they see you say, Baba, and you say, ah, so will we. Because the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And we are busy singing about them. I think they miss, you know, I mean, it's someone's song, someone's revelation. So I'm careful when I talk about these things. But it's because it's easy. And this is why I've said for many years, we need to write our songs. Some of you have heard me say that for too many years. Because you can't keep saying they didn't sing it well. They didn't sing it well. Oh yeah, you that you are saying they didn't sing it well. Sing your own now. But give me some minutes. I'll be there. At least we sang a few. We're going to sing a lot more. But please understand, when I talk like this, I talk with respect to these people. It's a lot of work to put these things together. It's a lot of work. All right? It's a lot of work to put out songs. A whole lot of work. And then they now put it out. It has global impact. That's a lot of grace at work. All right? So you don't abuse or dishonor that grace at work. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we've got to understand how God has elevated us. John chapter 17. John 17. Glory to God. Are you there? From verse 20. John 17 from verse 20. Jesus is praying in John chapter 17. And he says here, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Please, I want you to follow everything being said here. Please follow from verse 21. What's Jesus saying here? That they all may be what? That they all may be one, as you, Father, are where? In me, and I am where? In you, that they also may be one where? In us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. Verse 22. And the glory that you gave me, I have what? Given them, that they may be one just as we are what? One. Now, glory here is not praise. So when we sing, you will never share your glory with any man. I believe what we're singing is there's a praise that belongs to God. Is that all right? So God, praise belongs to God. Okay, because sometimes we now get too worded that we become worrisome. All right? Some guy many years ago, because he's beginning to learn a lot of new creation stuff, he said, you know, because God can receive worship, and as he is, so am I in this world, it means I can also receive worship. Kai. The level of revelation people can come up with. All right? And we need to be careful with those kinds of stuff. All right? Because God can receive worship, I can receive worship. So who is going to worship you now? All right? So, you know, but it's amazing to see here that Jesus said, the glory that you gave me, I have given them. So should we say three generations here? The Father, the Son, and the church. The first part is always easy to understand. The glory that God has, he gave it to Jesus. Nobody has an argument with that. But the glory that Jesus has, he now gave it to you. Forgive me. You know, many times we spend a lot of time, especially Yoruba people, when we're praying. Ah, Olua, ogo mi. Ema eka ekbelo. Ah, ogo mi. Take my glory, Abi. Don't let them carry it away. Oh, dear Lord. They should quickly carry my own on time. Because my own is not useful to me. The one I have is the one from God. No man can take that one. Oh, dear. Do you know who you are? To you. Listen, I know wickedness is real. I know oppression
is real. Some of you don't know where that came from.
Wickedness is real. Oppression.
men are wicked. Are you lay? Oh, dear Lord.
But the new creation must understand something. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Whatever man can take from you will be what man gave to you. The one God gives to you, God gave it to you. Please understand that. Please understand that. Please understand that. You pray in tongues. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. Excuse me, sirs and ma'ams. Let me ask you. How many fastings and prayers did Joseph do to enter the fulfillment of his dream? None. But then we'll go into Joseph's story and say, okay, so whatever I'm saying, Yoruba, my glory, because you almost say, see what happened to him. They took his glory. No, they couldn't touch the glory. Please understand. Read the Bible right. So when did they steal it and God collected it back? Oh, because of some years of hardship and difficulty? The psalmist now said that when the time of the word came, he didn't say anything about anybody stealing any glory. Don't go and find story from where the Bible didn't put any story there. Please understand that. And the guy didn't fast. He didn't pray in tongues. You are fasting. You are praying in tongues. And your own is still being stolen. Which Jesus do you have now? Someone under the old covenant didn't have his own stolen. You have a better covenant. On top of better promises. Come on. I need to understand this thing. Flower, please come. Sorry, sir. Let me hold this. So, for those of you listening, I'm putting a chair on stage. So, I'm calling someone on top of the stage. So, you now sit down. Sit. I beg, sit very well. You are seated in Christ, too. Eh? In this place is the glory of God, though. This is a realm, heavenly realm. Which Babalawo? How did he climb into heaven? Climb into in Christ. And now carry away the glory that God gave Jesus, that Jesus gave you. It can take the one Mr. Flower or Mr. Nosanya or anybody gave you. But the one Christ gave you. That's the fullness of God for your life. Come on now. Come on. Someone needs to understand what I'm saying. God has given you this thing. I'm spending too much time here. Is it clear? A little bit. So the new creation here is inside Christ. Now, means anything that will hurt you has to get to Christ first. Anything that will harm you has to get to Christ first. Like I said last week, was it last week or the upper week? The only thing that can defeat you is you with your fear and your ignorance. That's what can defeat you. Why are Christians depressed? Because we give room to it. Why are we sad and, suicidal? We gave room to what God has not given you. The spirit of fear. So the one who hasn't given you spirit of fear, when did he give you spirit of depression? When did he give you spirit of suicide? Thank you. When? The hand of God is upon you. The glory of God is all over you. The glory of God resides within you. You are very much unstoppable. You are very much unstoppable. You are very much unstoppable. You are the one that is blessed. Wherever you go, the blessing speaks for you. Whatever you do, this blessing speaks in it. That's you. That's your testimony. Don't say, but I'm having tough times. Tough times come now. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. Tough times come. Tough times come. If I were like most people, when in 2007 this church wasn't growing, I would say it was the devil. Now, are there times that devils or demons are involved in hindering ministries and churches from growing? Yes, doesn't make it every case. Secondly, even when it is the devil and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it, what the believer needs, therefore, is light. Check many people. They've been binding and binding Satan, and their finances haven't moved for 10 years. Because you say there's something you're missing in this place. Praying against every demon everywhere. Oh, the blessing of the Lord make it rich. It adds no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord, it make it rich. It adds no, I said that thing for over a year. Said it 6 months straight. Till we broke 20 and I kept saying it. Such that even if there were 10 demons walking, that light, once it shines, there's nothing the devil can do. The devil is afraid of light, though. And I don't mean light like light, lamp. I mean revelation knowledge. He knows that when you get it, you've gotten it. He can't stop you. The devil fears a man that has revelation. Fears a woman that has revelation. So he would like to hinder you from giving attention to what will produce that revelation. Distract you, till you don't have time to produce revelation. That's part of his trick. The devil likes attention. He likes when all your prayer points is about him. That's attention. The guy likes it. There was storm and Jesus was busy sleeping. Devil doesn't like you ignoring him. Jesus is sleeping. There is storm. They were using bucket to bail water out. Are you telling me Jesus could not be feeling water while he was sleeping? Fishermen had to wake him up and say, don't you care that we die? And I like to say, when a fisherman says, don't you care that we die, you're about to die. These are fishermen. Where do they walk? On top of water. And they say, we're about to die. You're dead. And he got up, looked at the wind. Peace be still. The devil doesn't like embarrassment. He likes attention. He likes it when we're running around like, ah, egba me. He doesn't like you when you speak the word. And the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word is a sword of the spirit. He doesn't like you when you don't have money, but you lift up your hands and say, I'm a young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. He doesn't like it when you speak the word. So he will try to stop you from speaking the word by telling you face reality. He's deceiving you from speaking the word because he knows what the word will do. He knows in the beginning was the word and the word was with God and he knows, so he doesn't want you to say it. And then we too will keep quiet. No, come on. What's smarter than that now? What's smarter than that now? We having the same spirit of faith according to what is written. I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. For with the heart man believeth, and on the mouth confession is made. You have to say what you believe. So I have like 10 more minutes. Alright, so we'll say someone, I'm sure someone was blessed again today, right? Yeah, but we're supposed to read. Alright, please read Colossians and Ephesians again. So let's see how next week goes. Oh, but I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going to bed. I'm blessed rising up. I'm blessed in my body. I'm blessed in my bones. I'm blessed in my head. I'm blessed in my health. My bank account is blessed. My storehouse is blessed. All that I do is blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm the blessed of the Lord. I'm the blessed of the Lord. I'm the blessed. I'm the blessed of the Lord. I am. I am the blessed of the Lord. I am. I am the blessed of the Lord. I am. I am the favored one. The favored one. The favored one. I don't ask for favor. I have a favor. I am the favored one. I know who I am, so I say it. I am the favored one. Everywhere I turn, men favor me. Men love me. Men love me. Not because of the things I do, but because of who I am. I am in Christ. Oh, I am in the beloved. I am in the beloved. So I am the beloved. I am in the beloved. So I am the beloved. I am in the beloved, so I am the beloved. I am in the beloved. I am the beloved. I am the favored one. I am the favored one. You know, you can say this every day and every night and turn everything that looks like disfavor over your life. Because your faith is affirmation. You are saying what God has said. You are using the sword of the Spirit to cut through. To cut through. You've been to 5 places, 7 places, 3 places. They've laid hands on you and told you to do things to break the gold of delay. Use the word of God and cut it. Use the word of God and cut the thing. For the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Cut the thing. 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 Oh, glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ. I am in the beloved. The glory that is on Jesus is the same glory that is on me. The glory of the Father is the same glory that is on me. Mine is the kingdom. Mine is the power. Mine is the glory. Did you hear what I said? Jesus said, cheer up, little ones, because it is of your Father. It's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. So the kingdom has been given to us. And then Paul writes and says, God has given you the spirit of power. Jesus says here, the glory has been given to you. So thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, and he's brought us into him to become joint heirs together with him. Glory belongs to us. But like I said, that glory is even from praise. The praise belongs to him. Don't touch the praise. Don't get too full of yourself. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 says, every man should think of himself not more highly than he ought to. So there's a way to think high, but there's a way you do it too much. You stop it. Don't be full of yourself. This glory here is all of God's ability, all of God's grace, all of God's power, all of God's beauty and splendor. He has given it to us. Someone now says, they look at you and they see if there's one hand of disfavor upon your life. Carry God's word. Go and lock yourself up. The glory that is on Jesus is the glory that is on me. The glory that is on Jesus is the glory that is on me. The glory that is on Jesus is the glory that is on me. Anybody hearing me now? Did you see the way the crowd was following him all around town? You can divert it to your business. Whatever attracted them to be following him from town to town, they can follow your business like that. It might not happen the first week. It might not happen the first month. But put your faith there. It might not happen the first year. But when it happens, they'll say you use jazz. Why? Why? I have someone to follow. People follow him around. The time he was teaching for 3 days, they were with him for 3 days. That means even when you get a shop that is inside, people can look for your shop. And they'll say, we don't even know why. 2008 thereabout, or maybe 9, we're still in this middle floor here. And two pastors came to me. They're church was at a junior road there. They were associate pastors. And they said they were having a conversation with the senior pastor of the church. And they just thought, you know, to come and ask me questions. Of course, it's dangerous answering associate pastors because they are not the senior pastor. They cannot go and implement. I cannot over answer them. That will now cause a problem for the senior pastor. So there were many things I told them. If your pastor asks me this, I'll answer him. You don't need this one. Because that's when you now tell him, this is what they are doing in the spirit of life. You're not doing it. I'm going to cause trouble. I'm not a trouble person. But one of the things they said is they realize that they are in a Aegean Road. And there are students in Sele and Commercial and all those places. And they are nearer to school. We are far from there. And everybody's coming from there to this place. They say, how? It's not magic. You're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You'll bring forth your fruit in your own season. Your leaves will never wither. And anything you do will prosper. Why? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law he will meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He will bring forth. This thing has to work. I don't remember binding except I was led to. I don't remember. This thing has to work. This thing has to work. Isaiah chapter 60 was my ringtone, my alarm clock. Once it was maybe 5:30 or so in the morning, you start hearing, arise, shine, your light is come. That was every day. I was listening to Isaiah 60. I've taught that way years ago. And I'm meditating on Isaiah 60. Church growth is in Isaiah 60. That your sons and daughters will come from afar. There will be nursed at your side. That people will relocate because of you is in Isaiah 60. It says, who are these that fly like your doves? They move like cloud. It says, the ships of Tarshish will come first, bringing your sons and your daughters. Equipment is in Isaiah 60. It says, the glory of Lebanon shall come. The pine tree. Me, I don't need tree. I need sound. The box tree. It says, I'll beautify the house. But the same way when you plant a seed, it's working inside. It's working inside. It's working inside. It's working. But the devil wants to dissuade you, deceive you. It's not working. Better give up. Better go to Olorun Osheunti. Better go to Ore, okay, Fiditi. No, 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 no. The okay I need is in Christ. There's no okay higher than Christ. I've been raised up together with him. I've been made to sit together with him. I'm in the highest okay I can ever go to. When you know your position, you understand and enjoy your possessions. You stay in your place. But you fight with the sword. You block them with the shield of faith. The devil will send thoughts to you that this thing will not work. You will not marry. After you marry, you will not give birth. After you are pregnant, that baby might not come out. The guy likes to just harass you. You will not get money to start your business. You not got it. The business will not go. Customers will not come. He will like to just harass you. Is that not his job to accuse? But you stop listening to him. Stop listening to him. The glory of God the Father that he gave to Jesus Christ the Son has been given unto me. If no man could touch his own glory, no man can touch mine. Because my life is hid with Christ in God. If you want to find me, you find me inside Christ. You can't find me in Ijebu or Lagos or anywhere else. I'm in Christ. Hidden in the secret place of the Most High. Inaccessible to any danger. These are the meditations of the righteous. Are you still here? These are the things we think about. This is how we talk. They say, go and bring husband. Go and bring wife. Are you going to steal the person? But if the word became flesh, anything can become anything. Did you hear what I just said? You can't steal the person, but you can produce the person from the word. Hear me well. Can produce blessing from the word. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That place is an elongated, everlasting, eternal blank check. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want a spouse. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want accommodation. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want a job. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want a baby. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not need protection. I won't want it. Is an everlasting blank check. I shall not want. He is my shepherd. And shepherd always knows what is best for sheep, because he makes you to lie down in green pastures. He makes you to lie down. Come on. He makes you to lie down. He knows the best. So he'll get you the best girl. He'll get you the best guy. You don't have to settle. He'll get you the best job. And the best job is not always the most paying job, but it'll be the job for your purpose. Money is always deceptive. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm in Christ Jesus. I'm in Christ Jesus. I'm seated together with him. I'm seated together with him. I'm seated. I'm seated. I'm seated together. I'm seated. I'm enthroned. I'm seated. I'm a joint heir with him. The same glory the Father gave him, he has given unto me. Same glory. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm in Christ. All that is in Christ, I have access to it. That's where I live. I'm in Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, I'm like the tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruit in my season. My leaves never wither. Never wither. No dry season. No dry season. No dry season. No dry season. My leaves never wither. Anything I do will prosper. I'm selling shoe, it will prosper. I sell broom, it has to prosper. I sell socks, it has to prosper. I'm looking for a well-paying job. Anything you do will prosper. Is it wrong to look for a better job? No, it's not. But do you even know that anything you do will prosper? Anything you do will prosper. 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 Anything, guys, anything. Anything you do will prosper. Anything you do will prosper. Like a tree planted by the rivers. You bring forth your fruit in your season. That means you're very fruitful. Your fruit coming out in your own season. Your leaves will never wither. Your leaves will never wither. Your leaves will never wither. No dry season. No dry season. Even when you're seeing it like this and it's looking financially dry, you have to be saying, no dry season. I believe, therefore I speak. No dry season. No dry season. Even if you have to say it for a month, keep saying it. No dry season. We'll believe and therefore speak. Come on, somebody. You're like that tree planted by the rivers of water. You'll bring forth marriage fruit in marriage season, spouse fruit in spouse season, baby fruit in baby season, promotion fruit. Promotion. You bring forth your fruit in your season. Don't let anybody turn you to a prayer point. They could pray for you because they care for you. But be careful now. Those who care for you, yeah, I mean, it's all right. They pray for you. But sometimes their prayer is an expression of their fear. Their prayer, rather, is an expression of their fear. They are praying out of anxiety. He that calls upon the name of the Lord will never be put to shame. That's you. That's you. Shame is not of my portion. I mean, shame is not my portion. Shame is not of us. He that calls upon the Lord will not be put to shame. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord delivers him out of them all. The Lord delivers her out of them all. Oh, come on. You are like that tree planted by the rivers of water. You bring forth your fruit in your season. Your leaves will never wither. And anything you do will prosper. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. I hope you're using a verse or two. Stay with the word. Stay with the word. I hope you're using a verse or two. And I've said it a number of times that Psalm 23 is loaded. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. Ken Hagin says he gets to say that psalm. And he'll say, I'll never lack for strength. I never lack for wisdom. I never lack for ability. He says when he gets the money, he says it twice. I never lack finances. I never lack finances. But the point is, he says it. Ken Hagin is saying that Psalm 23 verse 1. And he's putting anything he needs to put there. I never lack wisdom. I never lack ability. And we've turned Psalm 23 to primary school recitation. We've turned it to memory verse for the five-year-olds. No. It was David that spoke it. He knew what he was saying. Come on, the Lord is my shepherd. I do not lack. I don't lack. They say it's impossible. You say no. Through meditation, I'll make my way prosperous. I'll make my way prosperous and I'm going to have good success. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands and give Him praise. I would like to say, please listen to this so that you can hear it on your own. Faith comes by hearing. I said the same thing last week. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands and give Him praise. You are our shepherd. We do not lack. Those of you listening in, please just lift your hands if you can where you are. You are my shepherd. I do not lack strength. I do not lack wisdom. I do not lack ability. I do not lack finances. I mean, fill it up. You don't lack spouse. You don't lack whatever it is. You don't lack favor. You don't lack. You do not lack. They wonder, why is it you they like? Because I'm in Christ. I'm accepted in the beloved. I'm accepted in the beloved. They say, are we all not accepted? We all are. But it is unto every man according to his own faith. John will always say of himself, I am the disciple whom the Lord loves. He said it of himself. He wasn't saying Jesus didn't love Peter. He didn't say Jesus didn't love the rest of them. But he just spoke of himself. I am the one the Lord loves. So say your own. I am accepted in the beloved. I am accepted. I am the favored one. I am the blessed one. Tables are turning for my sake. 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 I am the favored one. I am the blessed 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 one. I am the favored one. Tables turn for my sake. Tables turn for my sake. Table blessed in every way. Blessed every day. Blessed every day. Blessed in every way. I am blessed. In the morning, in the noontime, when I sleep, when I rise, the blessing is on me. I wear the blessing. Oh, I'm fully clothed in the blessing. The blessing is overtaking me. The blessing has run me over. All men meet when they meet me is the blessing. I'm blessed in and out. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in and out. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in and out. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. The curse is reversed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Blessed beyond any curse. Blessed way beyond any curse. I'm blessed. 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 I am blessed. Yes, I am. Yes. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Let's end this tonight. Pray. But do you understand what we learned tonight? You stay with it. Please, you stay with it. When it looks like it's not working, stay with it. Every seed you plant, Jesus said, this is what the kingdom of God looks like. A man who sows seed into the ground springs forth. But then it's just there first in the earth, day and night. The man does not know how. It says the earth will bring forth fruit of itself. First the blade. But it grows. So when you plant something, it's not the next day you see it. And the word of God is seed. So you plant it. When you begin to speak health, you're planting it and watering it in your life. Your health might not be strong overnight. Sometimes it is immediately. But keep at it. Even when you are healed or healthy immediately, don't stop talking the word. Don't stop. Don't allow depression. Please. This is why I'm... The devil is getting room. Stop him. Please stop him. Stop him. Stop him. Because with joy, you're going to draw water out of the well of salvation. So don't let him mess up with your joy level. And when you're depressed, you're allowing him to mess up with your joy level. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. All right. Announcements. There's service here on Sunday. You know that. 9 a.m. The service in Lagos, 9 a.m. What else am I supposed to say? Two services. All right, sorry. 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. here on Sunday. Two services. What else am I supposed to say? I was supposed to give. All right. Then influence of the Spirit, just in case. Should I even announce that one? They'll be telling you. Anyway. Glory to God. Praise God. So if you need an envelope, the ushers would help you out with one. For those of you transferring, there's the account details on the screen. And for those of you listening in on the church WhatsApp groups, I believe that the account details are being posted right there on the WhatsApp groups. So please feel free to consistently bless the ministry that has always blessed you with God's word, all right? So just give. Just learn to be generous with it. Praise God. Amen. All right, say with me, I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruit in my season. My leaves never wither. Anything I do prospers. I'm like a tree. Now, if you feel like saying I'm a tree, it's all right, but still a type. It's just a type, but it's all right. So, I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And if you don't say I'm a tree, like I said, it's all right. Still okay. All right, so I'm a tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruit in my season. My leaves never wither. And anything I do, you might want to stress anything like 10 times. Anything I do. Anything, anything. If you're a student, your academics are inclusive. Even if you're writing your master's or PhD, your academics are inclusive. Anything I do. All right? All right, so have a great time. Yeah, bye everybody.